아멘.
感谢主耶稣的恩典。那今天下午我们会有两位弟兄来跟我们分享他们的见证。
Thanks to the grace of Lord Jesus, this afternoon we have two brothers who are going to testify for the Lord Jesus.
第一位是从 Garden Grove 来的 Albert 弟兄。
The first brother is Brother Albert Chen from Garden Grove Church.
另外一位是从休斯顿教会来的 James.
And the second brother is Brother James Lee from Houston Church.
所以我们现在要先请 Albert 来给我们做见证。So
we're going to ask Brother Albert to come up first.
当 Albert 结束的时候，请 James 自己。
And when Albert is done, we'll ask James to come up.
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
请大家低头默祷。
Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里 分享我的见证。
Lazarus had died for 4 days.
拉撒路死亡了四天。
But Jesus told Martha to take away the stone.
但是主耶稣叫马大把那块石头移开。
And then she told him that it would already have a bad smell because Lazarus had been dead for 4 days.
但是马大向主耶稣说，拉撒路已经死了四天，所以在坟墓里面会有个臭味。Then
Jesus told her something.
这时候主耶稣就向他说了一件事情。Something
that also touched me.
那主耶稣向马大说的这件事情也感动了我。Let's
turn to John 11, verse 40.
我们请翻到约翰福音第十一章第四十节。Let's
read this together.
那我们想请大家一起念这段经节。
40. Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would see the glory of God?" So he's pretty much saying that if you believe and you move away the stone, then you'll see the glory of God.
那这里主耶稣向马大说，如果你相信的话，你可以把这个石头挪开，那你就可以看到神的荣耀。
So today I'm going to share about something that happened over the winter break.
那今天我想跟大家分享，之前寒假的时候所发生的一些事情。I
think it was 1 or 2 years ago that I first heard about an event called AMC.
我在一两个年前的时候，我就听说，有一个教会有一个活动是叫做非洲志工训练班。And
it's on the African mission. Well, the event is actually supposed to be African Missionary Volunteer Training Seminar. But we call it AMC.
那这个活动就是这个非洲志工训练班，那我们也简称这个为AMC。
And a brother told me that it was like the best church event he's ever been to.
那有位弟兄跟我分享说，这是他参加最好的一个教会的活动。
So I was really, really interested.
所以我非常有兴趣想要参加这个活动。
And I guess like my mindset was like I really wanted to seek after God and to learn more.
那当时我的想法是我真的想要追求神，学习更多。
And so as the time got closer to the AMC, which is in the beginning of January,
那当这个时间快离这个 AMC 比较接近的时候， AMC 是在1月的时候举办。
I realized that there were actually a few obstacles if I actually wanted to go.
那时候我就发觉说，我想要去这个 AMC 的话，有几件事情阻挡我要去。
So I think I'll just talk about three.
那我现在想跟大家分享三样。So
the first is that I have to apply and it has to go through the church council.
那第一个，这个我碰到的障碍是，我们要去 AMC 之前，必须要把这个申请表格填好，然后交给教会的职务会，交职务会通过才能去申请。And
I actually applied at the same time as Grady.
那当时我是跟 Grady 弟兄同时一起申请。
Around the same time. And then I remember like a while later he got an email back saying that he was accepted to go.
那他申请不久之后他就收到一 一件 email 告诉他说他已经被录取了。
And I was confused, like, oh, I didn't get an email.
那时候我就感觉很慌，因为我并没有收到这个电子邮件。
And so I went to ask, to check to see if they reviewed it and stuff.
所以这时候我就去问职务会说他们有没有看我的申请表。
And they had gotten the email, but they had gotten my emailed application, but they actually didn't review it.
那我后来问清楚之后，我发现说他们是有收到我的申请表，但是他们还没有过目。
So I think they just accidentally didn't see it.
那我想说，可能他们就不小心没有看到。
So then they quickly reviewed it and then moved it to GA.
所以我问了他们之后，他们就马上看了一下，然后就把它送给总会。
And then thank God, like after praying about it, because I didn't know if it's because God doesn't want me to go or if you know it's just an obstacle.
当时我不晓得为什么有这个障碍，我想说可能有可能是说神不想让我去。
So I just prayed about it.
所以我就为这件事情来祷告。
And eventually, it was, I was notified that I was able to go.
但是之后总会就通知我说我可以去。
So thank God.
所以感谢主。
And there's another obstacle, which is my scheduling.
那我碰到的第二个障碍是这对我的这个课表有些。或是我的
my school schedule
我学校的课表有一些冲突
because my school is really weird
因为我的学校非常奇怪
usually people take their finals before winter break
通常一般的学校是在寒假之前把期末考都考完
but mine are after winter break
但是在我的学校期末考都是寒假过了后才考
so there's 2 weeks of winter break and then 1.5 weeks of studying and doing papers and then finals right after that
所以我们的寒假是放两个礼拜，然后两个礼拜回来之后，我们就要开始写作文，然后开始读书，然后再来就考期末考。
And AMC is actually scheduled during the time of finals.
那这个非洲志工训练班其实是在我考期末考的那个礼拜。
So it was possible that I would have had a final like during the time.
所以当时候有可能我如果去参加这个 AMC 的话，我期末考会在那个礼拜。
And they didn't announce the final schedule yet.
但是那时候学校还没有公布期末考的这个时间表。
Yeah, but I just sent in my application.
但是我还是把 AMC 的这个申请表寄去。
Then it turns out, thank God that the schedule, there was one final during the AMC schedule.
但是感谢主，后来我发现说，在 AMC 的这个礼拜，我就只有被安排一个期末考。
And it was during Saturday.
那个期末考刚好又是在星期六。
So that means I get to apply and tell them to move it because I have to keep Sabbath.
那因为刚好这个期末考是被安排在礼拜六，我就有办法跟学校通知说我必须改这个日期，因为我要遵守安息日。
And so moving it to Sunday meant that I could go to AMC because I would be flying back on Saturday night.
所以学校必须把这个期末考改成礼拜天，那改成礼拜天我就有办法。参加完 AMC 呢，再飞回去来考这个试。
Okay, so I had 3 finals. One was originally they were scheduled on Saturday, Sunday, and then Wednesday, I think.
那我有三个期末考，原本是在礼拜六、礼拜天，还有再来的礼拜三。
Yeah, and then our school doesn't allow you to take a final 24 hours like more than away from its original time.
那我们学校的规定是。他不会让我们考把期末考的时间改到24小时之外。
Within 24 hours.
Yeah, within 24 hours.
24小时，原本的24小时之外。
So so even though I tried to ask, they only let me change my Saturday one to Sunday and my Sunday one to Monday.
所以虽然我问了学校，但到最后他们只让我把我礼拜六的期末考改成礼拜天，那把礼拜天的期末考改成礼拜一。
Yeah, but I still really thank God that I was actually able to fit into the schedule.
但是我还是感谢神，我有办法把全部这些东西都放到我的课表里面。
And then the next obstacle was to convince my parents.
那再来，我第三个碰到的障碍就是我必须说服我的父母让我去。
So I prayed about it before I was going to tell them that I wanted to go.
所以我还没有告诉我父母之前，我就先为这件事情来祷告。
And so when I told them.I just called them and I told them that, oh, it's like a church event and it's in London and it's a week and it won't interfere with my school schedule.
所以当我打电话给我的父母的时候，我就跟他们说，我想参加这个教会的活动，这在伦敦，那这跟我的课表完全没有冲突。
And then so thank God, they were like, oh, okay, sure.
那感谢主，他们就马上通知说好，你可以去。
So yeah, really thank God that all of this, you know, worked out before before my winter break.
就真的很感谢主，在寒假之前，这全部的东西就已经准备好了。
And I was really looking forward to the winter break because I had the opportunity to go to winter SSC here, and then the senior SSC in Philly, and then after that go to the AMC.
那我其实很期待寒假来临，因为寒假的时候我有办法来。南加州参加这边的学生联会，然后再来去费城参加那边的大专的学生联会，然后再来去伦敦参加这个非洲职工训练班。
And I guess part of my mindset was that was kind of like what Jesus was saying about Mary, that it's the things that you learn and the things that you hear and the experiences that you have at these events is something that can never be taken away.
那当时我的想法是，就像主耶稣像玛丽所说的，他如果我们在这种活动学习听到的这些东西是一辈子都没有办法取代的。
Okay, so, I was trying. So here is nearing the winter break, and I had to get everything ready.
所以寒假快到的时候，我必须把所有的东西都准备好。
And I, looking at the schedule, actually, I fly back to California for winter SSC.And then going to senior SSC, and in between senior SSC and AMC, I had 3 to 4 days to do all my final projects and study for my finals.
那当时我在看这个所有寒假的活动的时间的时候，我发现说，我在去这个大专班的学生联会跟这个伦敦的非洲志工训练班中间，我就有3-4天可以把我学校所有的功课都做完。
But I had faith that God would provide.
但是当时我有信心说神必预备。
Even though it seems so impossible.
虽然看起来好像不可能。
Actually, it is impossible. It is impossible.
但是其实这真的是不可能的。
And in my mind, I knew that, you know, even if something bad happens, it would still be okay.
但是
I would have chosen the better.
当时我脑海里一直在想说，就算到最后所有东西没有办法顺利的完成。我还是选择了比较好的那样。
And this is just like the passage I shared in John 11.
那这我那时候感觉就好像约翰福音11:40这里讲的。
Even though I have an idea that it's probably going to smell really bad at the end.
虽然当时我在想说到最后结局是说一切事情会闻起来很臭。
But if I wanted to see the glory of God, I had to take away the stone.
但是如果我想看到神的荣耀，我必须把石头挪开。
And so I remember when my parents were taking me to the airport to go to for my plane to New Jersey.
那时候我记得说，我父母在我去要往纽泽西的班机的时候。
And you know, everything was going fine.
一切事情都很顺利。
And then they just asked like, oh, so what's? Can you just review your schedule with us?
那当时候我父母就问我一下，你可以跟我们很快讲一下说你寒假打算做什么吗
？And so I was like, oh yes, I'm going to after the SSC, then I'm going to AMC, and then I have finals.
那我就说，我这个大专学生联会结束之后，我就去伦敦参加 AMC, 然后之后就回来考期末考。
And then my mom said, "What?"
那时候我的母亲就很大声说什么
？And she started like kind of going crazy.
那时候她就开始很着急。
And she started yelling at me.
那也是对我开始大吼。
And so I was really confused.
所以那时候我就真的很，恍然大悟。
Because in my heart I was asking Jesus, "Oh, how come I trusted you? I thought like everything was going to go fine, but how come this is happening?"
那时候我心里一直觉得很奇怪，我好像已经跟你们讲过，然后我都已经信任你们了解这件事情，但现在你们又觉得这不行。
And it's just like John 11 verse 32.
那时候我就觉得好像是约翰福音第11:32。
And it says.Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And all right, so it's pretty much just like how I thought, oh God, if you didn't want this to happen, then it wouldn't have happened. Or my parents wouldn't have yelled at me like that.
那当时我的感觉就好像在32节的玛利亚一样，我是觉得说如果神没有想要让这件事情发生的话，它是不会发生的。
But I guess that was just another obstacle I had to overcome.
那我就想，这可能只是另外一个我必须 胜过的一个障碍。
And I already bought the plane ticket, so I was going.
但是那时候我已经把机票都已经买好了，所以我一定会去。
But I just felt like I didn't want to be on bad terms with my parents.
但是那时候我真的不想要在这种生气的状对我父母生气的状态来离开。
Then I got to the airport, got on the plane, and when I got to the airport, it was like 5 something a.m.
那所以我就
when I got to New Jersey.
所以我就从加州坐飞机到纽泽西，那到纽泽西的时候，那也是早上五点。
And then I realized that they actually thought I was getting there at 5 something p.m.
那我到机场的时候才发现说，人们要接我的人以为我是下午五点才会到。
And I couldn't really call anybody because everyone was sleeping.
那在凌晨五点的时候，我也不能打电话给任何人，但因为大家都在睡觉。
So I was just sitting at the airport by myself, thinking about my possible options.
所以我就一个人坐在机场那里等，然后我再开始思考我现在可以做的选择。
And I kind of felt like all these negative thoughts started coming in my mind.
那很多负面的想法都已经开始进到我的心里。
What if my parents are right?
如果我父母是对的话，怎么办？
Actually, even if I had this extra week, like if I didn't go to CUIC or the senior SSC, I wouldn't even have enough time to do all the work I need to do.
那时候我在想说，就算我没有去大专学生联会，我有多这个礼拜，我也没有办法把所有需要做的东西都做完。
Oh, maybe I should go back to school.
或许我应该要回去学校读书。
Or maybe I can go to my aunt's house.
或是我可以去我阿姨家。
So I decided, okay, if nothing happens in the next hour, and I don't know what I'm going to do, then I'm just going to do that.
那时候我在想说，如果一个小时内，没有任何，没有任何东西会改变的话，那我就要以我现在心里想的这个计划去实行。
But thank God within that hour, someone told me how to take the train to Philadelphia.
但是感谢主，在一个小时之内，有人就告诉我要怎么从纽泽西坐火车到费城。
And thank God it was a really edifying senior SSC there.
那感谢主，那个大专班学生联会也是非常造就的。
And right after the senior SSC, it was my 3 to 4 days of doing all my work.
那大专班学生联会结束之后，我就3-4天要把我所有东西都做完。
And so during the 3 to 4 days, I tried to put God first as much as possible.
所以在那3-4天，我尽量总是把神先放第一。
Like you know, trying to pray and read the Bible every day.
那就是说，我会先试着先祷告，先读经。
And I firmly believe that it was God that did all my homework for me.
因为当时我真的完全相信说是神帮助我能够把所有的功课做完。
Because I had 3 final papers.
因为我有三个期末要交的这个作文。
2 music projects.
有两个这个音乐课的project 要做。
I had to study for 3 finals.
那我还要为三个期末考来读书。
And so 2 of the final papers are actually, one of them's minimum 10 page, and another one's minimum 12.
那这两个作文，一个是要至少写10页，一个至少要写12页。
And I was starting at 0 pages for both.
那我当时候还没有开始写任何作文。
And those 3 to 4 days, I felt like every time, you know, I'll pray to God and start doing my work, and every time I did my work, it would just be really, like, fast. I don't know how to, yeah.
那在那三四天的时候，我的感觉是我每次祷告完，开始做我的这个工作的时候，我就可以很快、很顺利的把这个做完。
It was just very efficient, and it seemed like, I suddenly knew, like, oh, this is what I'm gonna write, and I just, like, was able to go through it very quickly.
我在写作文或者读书的时候，我就感到非常有效率。我一开始写，我就知道要写什么。
Which never happened before.
那这是以前都没有发生过的事情。
And yeah, God even blessed me to let me sleep. Like during the 3 or 4 days, my first night, I slept like 10 hours. And then my second night, I slept 10 hours. And then my third night, slept 7 hours.
那在这3-4天，神也祝福我，让我能很舒想的睡觉，所以我第一天是睡了10个小时，第二天是睡了10个小时，第三天睡了7个小时。
And I was able to have peace in my heart too.
那我心中也都有平安。
And when I was eating, I could just relax and take my time.
那我在吃饭的时候，我有办法慢慢的来吃。
And I feel like it's just such a wonderful feeling to be living under God's grace because when I kneel down to pray, I could just feel like, wow, it's so peaceful and so wonderful.
所以我就觉得能活在神的恩典之下，真的是非常。非常有幸的一件事情。
And I didn't really feel that stressed.
那我也没有感到很大压力。
So then the last day, I actually had a 10-page paper that I didn't start on yet.
那我读书的最后一天的时候，我还有这个10页的作文要写完。
And Yeah, it's already night, and I had to leave the next day.
那时候已经到晚上了，那我隔天早上就要离开。
So I just kept praying that God to help for God to help me finish so that I could concentrate at AMC and not worry about my homework still.
我就一直祷告，求神能够帮助我专心，能够把这个作文写完，所以我才有办法去 AMC 在那里专心的学习。
And thank God, I actually wrote the 10-page paper in 10 hours, just straight through.
感谢主，我在 接下来10个小时就把这个10页的作文写完了。
I think I probably like worked straight for 7 hours and then slept for 7 hours and then worked 3 hours and then finished it.
那我想当时候，我是连续写了7个小时，睡了3个小时，再起来写另外3个小时。
And thank God, right? I remember this moment of sending 3 emails labeled final paper and then closing my laptop and running to the airport or running to the train station.
我还在我脑里，我还记得我在那一刻有办法把三封 email 寄给我的教授，上面都是题目都是这个期末的作文。So
I just kept thinking, God, like I can't believe it happened.
那当时我心里一直感谢神，因为我真的不敢相信这个竟然发生了。
And during those 3 to 4 days, God even sent people to help me with my papers and my homework.
那在这三四天，神也派很多人来帮我写这些作文。
Like for example, there's a church member that helped correct my Spanish paper.
比如说有一个教会的信徒有过来帮我来修正我西班牙文的作文。
And then God helped my professor to be available during those 2 to 4 days because there's actually like a week and a half for her to do it, but he was available to correct my paper as well.
那神也预备了我的教授，让他在这三四天。 都有空来帮我，所以我有办法去问他问题。And
same thing for my music professor.
那我另外一堂这音乐课的教授也是一样。So
I knew for sure that it was God doing my papers for me.
所以当时我真的完全知道说是神帮助我有办法把这些这作文全部写完。Yeah,
and thank God at the AMC, there I learned a lot of things and a lot of experiences that yeah, something that can never be taken away.
那感谢主，我在非洲事工志工训练班也学到了很多东西。那我觉得这是一辈子都没有办法换取的东西。But
the blessings don't end there.
但是我所领受的恩典并不是在这里就结束。When
I was at AMC, I received an email from my music professor.
我在 AMC 的时候，我音乐班的教授就寄给我一封 email.
So I moved my music final from Saturday to Sunday, and then my politics final from Sunday to Monday. Yeah.
因为当时我是把我音乐课的期末考从礼拜六改成礼拜天，那把我礼拜天的政治的期末考改成礼拜一。Then
my music professor emailed me and said, it's actually easier if you take it on Monday, so can you please not take it on Sunday and take it on Monday?
但是我的音乐课的教授就 email 给我，跟我说，其实如果我礼拜一 考这期末考的话会比较简单，可不可以不要礼拜天考？
In my heart, I was thinking, thank God, and yes, yes.
那时候我心里一直在想，感谢主，我就赶快回他 email 说好，我就这么办。And
when I actually got back on Saturday, I was way too tired to even study.
然后我礼拜六回到美国的时候，我也太累，没有办法读书。So
thank God, I actually had all of Sunday to study.
所以感谢主，我一回来我就礼拜天整天能够来复习。And
there is actually a room. They usually have like a review for the music final.
那其实我们音乐课也有这个也有日备这个给期末考的复习课。So
I had to miss that because it was on Friday.
但是因为这堂复习课是礼拜五举办，所以我没有办法参加。And
it's one of those reviews that you know they just pretty much give you all the answers.
在这堂复习课，它基本上是把所有期末考的答案都给你。So
I really didn't want to miss it.
所以其实我真的很想要参加。But
yeah, I missed it.
但是因为没有办法，我没有办法参加。And
so now I'll talk about the results.
那所以我想跟大家分享再来的结果。So
my first semester of my sophomore year, I was actually taking 5 classes.
我在我大学第二年的第一个学期，我修了5堂课。We
usually take only 4 classes, but one semester has to be 5 classes.
通常学生只会上4堂课，但是 你在大学这4年，你一定要有一个学期有上5堂。So
this was supposed to be my hardest semester.
所以这个学期原本应该是我最难的一个学期。But
even though my first semester in my freshman year, I didn't go to the senior SSC or AMC. I actually did and I only took 4 classes. I actually did better in my 5 classes my sophomore year, and plus going to those events.
那虽然我大学一年级第一个学期的时候，我并没有去参加任何这些教会的活动，但是反而我大学第二年这个第一个学期的成绩比我第一年的第一个学期的成绩还要好。
And also, when my parents found out that like I didn't, you know, fail everything.
那我的父母也到最后也知道说，其实我没有任何课有当掉。
They couldn't do anything except for praising and thanking God.
那因为我每堂课都过了，所以他们也只能感谢神。
Yeah. So even though to me at the time everything seemed like it was just going to smell really, really bad.
虽然当时对我来说，我觉得结果一定会闻起来非常的臭。
But you just have to move the rock and take it away.
但是我学习到，我们必须有信心把这个石头挪开。
And then, like for sure, you'll see the glory of God.
那你就必看到神的荣耀。
Okay. Oh, so during this time, when I was before any of this happened, I actually had a lot of, you know, smaller incidences where I had to trust in God and like go to Bible studies or go to other church events and risk my doing my homework.
那在这寒假这些活动之前，其实在我一学期当中也发生了很多比较小的事情。在这些事情我也必须完全信靠神。
And yeah, God delivered me through all of those too.
那神也让很顺利的通过这些全部的事情。
So it's kind of like when David was about to fight Goliath.
那就好像大卫正要跟哥利亚对打的时候。
And then Saul was like, "Oh, yeah, I don't think you can do it."
那当时候扫罗王看了大卫，就觉得说他好像应该不可以打胜他。
But David said, "No, God already delivered me from the hand of the bear and the lion." And so I can for sure, God can for sure deliver me from the hand of Goliath.
但当时候大卫回答扫罗是说，神已经让我从这个熊跟狮子当中得胜，所以神一定会把胜利给予我。
And even though this winter break seemed like it was a Goliath to me,
那虽然这个寒假对我来说好像一个哥利亚，
we know that David's life doesn't end at Goliath.
我们知道说大卫的生命并不是哥利亚那个阶段就结束了。
Actually, it starts there.
其实大卫的生命是从哥利亚那件事情开始的。
Because then he had to become king.
因为从那之后他就必须成为国王。
And then face even scarier enemies.
那就要开始面对比哥利亚更恐怖的敌人。
But I'm pretty sure in his mind he'll always remember the bear, the lion, and Goliath that God helped deliver him from.
但是我想之后在他生命当中，他心里一直有记住神帮他打败狮子熊跟哥利亚的那时候。
And those are the experiences that will help us to overcome even greater challenges in the future.
那同样的，我们在生命当中面对这些经历的这些经验，就是能帮助我们在以后生命面对更困难的这些试探的方法。
Because these trials just get harder and harder.
因为我们所日渐的试炼只会越来越难。
And everything will just seem even more impossible.
那我们即将要面对的事情只是会越来越不可能的，感觉会越来越不可能。
But through this, I am very sure that God can make the impossible possible.
但是我很肯定，神一定可以让我们把不可能变成可能。
And so when I faced the battle of Ai in my second semester finals,
所以我。
When I had to fight against the city of Ai in my second semester finals,
所以在我要考我第二个学期的期末考的时候，我就必须面对这个爱城的战争。
And I underestimated them.
那就好像他们打爱城的时候，我也低估了我的敌人。
Because you know, oh, God can make me write 3 papers in like 3 to 4 days.
因为我要考第二个学期期末考的时候，我只记得上一个学期。神有帮我在三天以内把三个作文都写完。
Yeah, God can do it.
所以神一定能帮我。
And so I just like pretty much relaxed and just like didn't really. I guess I got more lazy.
所以到第二个学期要考期末考的时候，我就比较懒散一点。
Well, I turned in most of my stuff early in my first semester because I had to go to London.
我在第一个学期的时候，因为我必须要去伦敦，所以我很多东西都是早一点交进去。
I had to beg for extension in my second semester finals.
在第二个学期要考期末考的时候，要交这个期末作文的时候，因为我需要更多时间，我还必须要求我教授延长这个交纸日期。
So, yeah. So, even though I was able to overcome that one winter break thing, doesn't mean you know like everything is great.
那我就学习到，虽然我在寒假是有办法克服胜过这么多东西，但是并不是在那里就结束了。
I can't remember what I'm going to say. Oh, okay. Well, I guess overall, it reminds me of the hymn with the lyrics that say, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I proved him over and over. Is that what it says? Yeah. Just the part where it says, how I proved him over and over.
那我在经历这整段事情的时候，我到最后我心里在想的就是有一首赞美诗，它的赞美诗里面歌词是讲到耶稣耶稣
How I trust him，
我是多么的信任你。
How I proved him over and over，
我是怎么有办法一直重复的印证他的应许。
And so for everyone today， do you feel like there's proof thatGod exists in your life.
So, 我想问大家的问题是，今天我们在看我们的生命的时候，我们觉得我们有办法，证明说神存在吗？
Is there a proof of God's power in your life?
在我们的生命当中有，神的能力的这个见证吗？
Do you experience God daily in your life?
我们在我们每天的生活当中有体验到神吗？
Are you able to see His power and His glory?
我们有办法看到他的能力，看到他的荣耀吗？
If you feel like you don't,
如果我们感觉我们没有，
If you feel like there's not much proof.Of God.
如果我们感觉我们在生命当中并没有看到很多神的神存在的证据，
Then I urge you to take the advice in John 11 verse 39.
那我就鼓励你，要按照约翰福音第十一章第。
He said, 39, 11 verse 39.
第十一章第三十九节这里主耶稣所讲的。
And he says, take away the stone.
这里主耶稣讲到说，你们把石头挪开。
And let's just trust in the instructions of Jesus.
那这里我们学习到，就是我们只要纯粹来信任主耶稣给我们的教导。
Who told us to trust him?
主耶稣叫我们来信任他。
To seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
要先求他的国，他的义。
If you do this, then you will see the glory of God.
如果我们有办法这样做的话，我们就可以看到神的荣耀。
Even though.A lot of the time, it seems like it will smell very bad.
虽然很多时候我们会感觉结果一定是会闻起来很臭。
Even though it seems like if I go to church, I'm going to fail the final.
虽然有时候感觉好像如果我们去教会聚会的话，我们期末考就一定会当掉。
If I go to spiritual convocation, I won't have time to study.
如果我们去参加学生联会的话，我们就没有时间读书。
If I go to this Bible study, I won't have time to do my homework.
如果我们去参加查经的话，我们就没有时间做完我们的功课。
So let's read 11 verse 40 again.
那我们再一起读约翰福音第十一章第四十节。
Verse 40.
第四十节。
Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" So, I encourage everyone to believe, to take away the stone, and then you will see the glory of God.
那我真的想鼓励大家，我们必须相信，把石头挪开，我们就必看到神的荣耀。
May all the praise and glory be unto His holy name.
愿所有的荣耀跟赞美都归于主的名。
Amen.
Let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.
请大家低头默祷。
Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主之圣名，我在此做见证。
And first, I'd like to introduce myself.
首先我想自我介绍一下。
My name is James Lee, and I'm from Houston Church.
我的名字叫 James, 我是从休斯顿教会来的。
And for those of you who may have actually known who my parents are, my father was Ketming Lee, and my mother was Shulan Lee.
那如果你认识我的父母的话，我的父亲是李克敏弟兄，那我的母亲是张秀南姐妹，张秀南执事。
And then for those of you who may be a little younger, my two older sisters are Cindy and Esther.
那如果各位年纪比较轻的话，我的两位姐姐是 Cindy 跟 Esther。
So, many of you who attended the NYTS last year may remember that I had to leave early.
那很多参加去年青年神训班的人都可能会记得说，我去年必须早一点离开。
And so, today I wanted to talk about my experiences and reflections over the past year.
那我今天想跟大家分享我去年所经历的一些事情，还有我的感想。
So, going back a few years to around the end of 2007.
在2007年的年末的时候，
I was at home, and then my mom started experiencing severe stomach pains.
当时我在家里，那我妈妈就开始感到肚子非常的疼痛。
So after we brought her to the hospital, after a lot of tests, the final diagnosis was that she had colon cancer.
那她去医院检查之后，检查一段时间之后，医院就发现说她有这个癌症。
And so at that time, we just decided that we would take it day by day.
那当时候我们知道这件消息之后，我们就觉得决定我们只好一天一天的来面对这件事情。
And so, a few months later, they did a test to see if the cancer had spread to the lymph nodes.
那过了几个月后，他们就开始做一些测验来看说这个癌症是有没有已经传到这个淋巴腺的这个地方。
And so, when they finished the test, they told me that it had spread to the lymph nodes and that her chances of 5-year survival were 75%.
那医生检查后，他们就有跟我们讲说这个癌症已经长到这个淋巴腺的地方，所以我母亲有办法活到五年的几率是75%。
So for some people, 75% may sound like very good chances.
那对有些人来说，75%的几率是非常的好。
But if you look at it from the other side, you have a 1 in 4 chance of not making it to 5 years.
但是如果你从另外角度来看的话，你就发现你有这个
四分之一
的这个几率是没有办法存活超过五年。
So, So she started going through some radiation and chemotherapy treatments.
那当时候她就开始接受化疗跟这个放射线的这个医疗。
So if we go forward we take a jump in time.
那我们接下来就往这个我们时间快转一下。
And I was so well. I'm sorry. So I was starting college during this time.
这时候开始读大学了。
And so, starting college, the first semester I was living in the dorm.
那我大学的第一个学期是住在学校的宿舍。
But for the first semester, I was able to go home pretty often.
但是在第一个学期的时候，我有办法经常的回家。
But then after that first semester, the frequent visits home started getting more and more, further and further apart.
但是第一个学期之后，我回家的时间就变得比较短。
And I'm not proud to say that I started calling home a lot less also.
那第一个学期后，我现在感到比较惭愧的是，我也比较少打电话回家。
And even when my mom called, often I often wasn't paying attention to my phone.
那有时候就算我母亲打电话来的时候，我也并没有很注意的在看谁打电话来。
So, so we skip a few months ahead.
那过了几个月之后，
and we come to the time of summer of 2009.
到2009年的暑假的时候。
So during this time, my mom was already very weak.
在这个时候，我妈妈已经非常的，非常的，身体已经非常的衰弱。
And, she required somebody to help her around, and, she spent most of every day lying in bed.
那当时候她必须有人帮助她，才有办法行动。那她一天大部分时间都是躺在床上。
So, there was a period of 2 days where I spent the night sleeping next to her so that in case she needed to get up in the middle of the night, I would be there to help her up.
那还有一段时间是连续两天，两个晚上我必须睡在她旁边，所以如果她晚上需要起来的话，我可以帮助她。
So in those two nights, I wasn't able to get much sleep.
所以在那两天晚上我并没有办法睡很多。
Because there were pretty frequent trips to the bathroom as well as helping her take her medication.
因为我母亲必须晚上经常起来上厕所，还有吃她她的药。
And at that time, the medication she was taking was also very it was very strong medication.
那当时候她吃的药是非常的强烈。
And it was that like she wasn't able to think very clearly anymore.
所以她吃药的时候，她的脑筋也并不是很清楚。
So after those two nights, one day we were back at home.
那经过那两个晚上之后，有一天我们都在家里的时候。
And then we were talking.
那时候我们在聊天。
And it led to the biggest argument I've ever had with my mom.
那聊天聊到一个地步的时候，就变成我跟我母亲吵过最大一个架。
We, because at that time I was really tired, and so I was, so she was saying that the next week would be even worse because she needed to go to the hospital really often.
那时候我们吵架的原因是我开始跟我母亲说我感到很疲倦，但是她跟我说接下来一个礼拜会更糟，因为她必须经常去医院。
And then I said that, well.It's okay, at least Esther, my sister, will be here next week.
那当时我跟我母亲说，那应该没关系，因为我姐姐 Esther 接下来一个礼拜就会来。
What my mom heard from that, because of my lack of calling her when I was at school, was that I didn't want to take care of her.
那当时我母亲以为，因为我在学校的时候经常没有打电话回家，所以她就想说，是不是我不想要照顾她。
And then, and so, during this argument, we called my sister.
所以我们正在吵架的时候，我们就打电话给我姐姐。
And so, what my sister told me, at that time, I wasn't able to accept it, and I wasn't able to understand it.
那当时候我姐姐对我说的话，我没有办法了解，我也没有办法接受。
What she told me was because my father had passed away in 1996.
我父亲是1996年就过世。
So my sister told me that at that time, you may have been too young to know this.
那我姐姐对我说，或许那时候你年纪太轻，你没有办法注意到。
But at that time, they felt that.They wish they had more time to take care of our parents.
但是当时候，我两个姐姐的感觉是，她们真的很希望她们有更多时间能照顾她们的父母。
They wish that it wasn't that, and then my sister said that if she could, she would be there at that time, staying up every night with my mom.
那我姐姐对我说，如果她可以的话，她想要，她希望每天晚上都可以，陪着我妈妈照顾她。
So this was my my first reflection of through this past year.
那这就是我这个这去年这去年以来的我第一个感想。
Is that we really must serve and take care of our parents while we can.
那这就是我们必须在我们还有办法跟时间的时候来照顾我们的父母。
And this also applies to serving God.
那我们也可以，这对我们来侍奉神也是可以相用的。
When serving our parents, it's that we serve them before they are gone, and that we no longer have the chance.
我们在侍奉我们父母的时候，我们必须在我们还有时间的时候，还有机会的时候来侍奉他们。
For God, it's while we are still on this earth.
那我们要来侍奉神的时候，我们必须在我们还活在这世界上的时候来侍奉他。
Because we want to repay God's love as much as possible.
因为我们要尽我们的力量来回报神的爱。
Just as we need to repay our parents' love as much as possible.
就好像我们要尽我们的能力来回报我们对父母的爱。
So after that argument, a few weeks later, I was I left to go and attend the NYTS.
那我们吵架过后，过了几个礼拜，我就离开去参加 NYTS.
So during this NYTS, the first week, I spent a lot of time praying about my mom.
那在这青年程序班的第一个礼拜的时候，我就花很多时间为我妈妈祷告。
But on Monday, I received a phone call from my sister.
但是礼拜一的时候，我就接到我姐姐的电话。
And she told me that my mom wasn't doing so well.
她就告诉我说，我妈妈情况并不是很好。
And what she said then was that we would wait, and if the condition got any worse, then we would change my ticket to come home immediately.
那当时候他是跟我讲说，他们会先看一下这个情况。那如果变得比较糟的话，他们会把我的机票改成说我可以马上就回去。
So after we got off the phone, I talked to Sister Zhou.
那我跟我姐姐讲完电话之后，我就跟周成亮娘来讲。
And she told me, "Don't wait, just go back now."
那周成亮娘是跟我说，不要等待，你就现在就回去。
And I really thank God of that.
那我真的感谢主，他当时候是这样跟我讲。
So, we changed my flight to the next day, Tuesday.
所以我就把我机票改成再来隔天就礼拜二就飞回去。
And then, during that evening prayer, I really felt a lot of the love of all the brothers and sisters during that NYTS.
那在那天晚上结束祷告的时候，我真的感受到所有青年神学班学员的爱。
Because there was already a special prayer for my mom that evening.
因为在那天晚上，我们已经举办一个特别祷告会，为我妈妈来祷告。
And then afterward, there were a few brothers who told me to let's just go pray again.
但是祷告会结束之后，还有一些弟兄来跟我讲说，我们就继续来祷告。
And then, as soon as we went up to pray, I felt everyone else also move forward to go pray.
那我们一到前面开始祷告的时候，我就感到后面其他的弟兄姐妹也跟着一起来祷告。
And then I really was able to to feel the love of God through all the brothers and sisters then.
那透过所有弟兄姐妹，我真的有办法感受到神的爱。
So that Tuesday I returned home.
所以那个星期二我就回到家里。
And when I saw my mom, I felt that what I saw was much worse than I expected.
那当我看到我妈妈的时候，我就发现说，这比我想象中的还要糟。
Because my sister had given her medicine on that Monday because she was in a lot of pain.
因为之前礼拜一我姐姐已经给我妈妈吃一些药物，因为她那时候感到非常的痛。
And then, since then, she did not make any. She was not able to form any words.
但是吃完药之后，她就没有办法说任何话。
The only way she communicated after I got back was with a slight grunt.
那她唯一有办法沟通的方法，在我回来之后，就是用她嘴巴出一些声音。
So, that evening I spent the night with my mom.
所以那天晚上我就陪着我妈妈。
And then the next afternoon, She passed away.
那接下来隔天的下午，她就过世了。
The, after a week or so, my sister had told me that she had seen God's planning in that week.
那一个礼拜之后，我姐姐就跟我说，她在那个礼拜看到说，神是怎么安排的。
And she truly saw how that all things work together for good.
她真的看到说，万事都互相效力。
Because she said that previous Sabbath day.
因为她说，之前的一个安息日。
Usually my mom didn't allow visitors.
通常我妈妈都不会允许任何来探访她。
She usually said, "Well, we'll just wait until I get better, then I can go and I'll go to church and I'll visit with them."
她都会跟教会信徒说，等我身体好之后，我就会来教会看他们，或是来拜访他们。
But that Sabbath, for some reason, she just said, "Okay, just tell them whoever wants to come can come."
但是那个安息日，我妈妈竟然跟我姐姐说，就告诉任何想来看我的人就来吧。
And then my sister said that it really seemed like my mom was just saying goodbye to everyone.
那我姐姐说，那时候真的感觉好像我妈妈想要用那个时刻来跟大家说再见。
And then my returning back on the day before she passed was also part of God's plan.
那我有办法在她过世前一天就回来，也是在神的计划当中。
So, and then we go through, and we get to, so after, so following this, we had the funeral.
那这之后我们就举办了这个追思礼拜。
So,During the funeral time, I really didn't have much time to myself.
在追思礼拜的时候，我真的没有很多时间可以花在自己身上。
Which was probably a very good thing.
那我想说，这可能也是比较好。
So after the funeral, I had a few days before I returned to school.
那追思礼拜结束之后，我还有几天到我要回到学校的时候。
And at this time, Before this, we had a lot of relatives staying, but during these days, everybody had left.
那之前我们有很多亲戚都来到我们家来住一阵子，但是到这个时间，大家都已经离开了。
And then in those 3 days, it was the most terrified I have ever been.
那在那三天是我这一生感到最恐慌的一些时段。
Because I had no idea what to do with my time.
因为当时我真的不晓得我时间要花在什么东西身上。
And I don't know what I spent on with my, I don't know what I did with my time.
那我也不晓得我时间是怎么的花的。
I just know that one day passed, 2 days passed, then 3 days passed.
我只知道一天过了，两天过了，三天过了。
So, I returned to school and I thought that perhaps with my class schedule, I would have less time. So.I wouldn't be thinking so much.
那回到学校之后，我想说我的课表比较满，所以可能我就没有很多时间可以去思考一些事情。
But it didn't matter.
但是后来发现说这所有东西都没有影响到这些。
I just, there was probably a week where I just skipped class and I sat in my room.
因为有我记得还有有一个礼拜，我就整个礼拜就翘课，那我就坐在我房间里面。
And at that time, I was wishing that God did not exist.
那有一段时间，我还一直在希望说神并不存在。
Because if God didn't exist, I could kill myself.
因为神不存在的话，我就可以自杀。
And it was perhaps the It was perhaps the darkest time of my life.
那这可能是我生命当中最黑暗的一个时期。
So after this, we get to about this time we get to winter break.
那这时候时间已经快到要过寒假的时候。
So during winter break, I went and I visited my sister.
所以在寒假的时候，我就去到我姐姐那边去看我姐姐。
And I spent about 2 or 3 weeks over there.
那我可能花了两三个礼拜在那里。
And During those 2 to 3 weeks, it was, I spent a lot of time talking with my sisters.
那在那两三个礼拜当中，我花很多时间跟我两个姐姐来，来讲话。
And then, something happened that caused the dam to break.
那时候就发生了一件事情，让这整个水坝就打开了。
And so, a long story short, I made the decision to stay with my sister, for the next semester.
那时候我就决定说我下一个学期我要留下来，住我姐姐这边。
So, after my visit was over, I flew back to Houston, then drove my car up to the Sacramento area.
所以寒假过后，我就飞回休斯顿，就把我车子一直往西开，一直开到Sacramento 地区。
So, at this time, I came upon my second reflection.
那这时候
，or my second, actually, I was able to really understand a verse.
这时候我就有办法，真的完全了解圣经里面一段经节。
And let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
我们请翻到哥林多前书第十章第十三节。
And verse 13 says, No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So here it says that God will give you a way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
这里讲到说神总会给我们开一条出路，叫我们能忍受得住。
I really experienced how God opened up a way.
那我当时真的体验说神是怎么为我开路。
Because at that time, if I returned to school, I don't know where I would be right now.
因为那时候如果回到学校上课的话，我真的不晓得现在我会在哪里。
At that time, before winter break, I was already ready to break.
在还没过寒假之前，我已经快到崩溃的地步。
And, winter break, while it released some of the pressure, I think that if I went back to school, the pressure would still have been overwhelming.
虽然我在寒假的时候办法疏解一些压力，但是我想说，如果我当时回去第二个学期来上课的话，这个压力会变成我不能承担的。
So after this, we started. Also, after I went back to my sister's place, she started helping me search for an internship.
所以当我搬到我姐姐家的时候，她就开始帮我找可以实习的地方。
And then, thank God that I was able to receive an internship, that started in March.
那感谢主，那时候我办法找到一个三月开始的实习。
And then I just finished the week before NYTS started.
那我在NYTS, 这次 NYTS 开始之前一个礼拜就结束我在这家公司的实习。
So, I have two other reflections that really struck home during this past year.
那我还有两点想跟大家分享。
One is that truly without God, life is meaningless.
第一点是，我们知道生命如果没有神的话是没有意义的。
And that's why we see that Solomon, he wrote that the conclusion of everything is that you must fear God and keep his commandments.
所以我们才看到说所罗门王在为一件事情做结论的时候，他就说一件事情的结论就是要敬畏神，来遵守他的诫命。
And then the second one was something that I realized during while I was staying at my sister's place.
第二点我想跟大家分享是，是我在跟我姐姐住的时候我注意到的事情。
Because whenever I said it's time to go home, it felt really weird.
当我每次跟别人讲话讲到说我要回家了， 我讲到这一句的时候，我都会感到有点奇怪。
And then it started me thinking, where was home?
那时候我就开始在思考说，家到底在哪里？
Because before, home had been where my mom was.
原本家是我妈妈在的那一个地方。
Home was where my family was.
家是我家人在的地方。
But then, after my two sisters got married,
但是当我两个姐姐都结婚之后，
there was only my mom left at home.
家里只剩下我母亲一个人。
And then after my mom was gone, I really didn't know where home was anymore.
那当我母亲离世之后，我真的不晓得说家在哪里。
Then the only place I ever felt at home was at church.
那我唯一感到我好像在家的地方就是教会。
It was the only place I felt the warmth of being at home.
那是我唯一能感受到从家，能够从家出来的这个温暖的地方。
Even being at my sister's house, while it was always my sister's house.
就连我在我姐姐家的时候，那个地方永远一直是我姐姐的家。
So, during this past year, it's definitely been a lot of ups and downs.
所以在这去年，在过了一年当中，有很多高潮的地方，也有低潮的时候。
And so I really just want to re-emphasize the few reflections that I've come across.
所以我真的想再重复讲一下我所学习到的一些东西。
One is that truly heaven is our home.
第一，天国真的是我们的家。
We are only wanderers on this earth.
我们只是在这个世上的旅客而已。
The second is that without God, we don't have a direction in life.
第二是，如果我们没有神的话，生命是没有目标的。
The third is that all things really do work for good for those who love the Lord.
第三是，万事都互相效力，对于那些爱主的人。
The fourth is that God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear.
第四是，神不会让我们受我们，让我们受过于我们能所受的试探。
And he will open up a way when there seems to be, when there seems to be no way.
当没有路的时候，他会开一条路给我们。
And the last one is really to serve and to take care of our parents and God while we can.
那最后一点就是，我们还有时间的时候，还有能力的时候，我们必须尽力的来侍奉我们的父母，还有侍奉神。
Because we really do not know when the opportunity will be gone.
因为我们真的不知道。在什么时候这个机会会被夺走？
May all the praise and honor be unto God's holy name.
愿所有的荣耀都赞美的归于神。
Amen.
We thank
the two brothers for sharing their testimonies.
那如果按照惯例的话，应该是要在这里做一个 recap 啊，做一个他们见证的回响。
And if we're following past practices, usually we would give a recap or summary of the testimonies here.
但我想不用了。
But I'm thinking that's probably not necessary.
啊，他们都已经讲得很清楚了。
Because their testimonies have been very clear.
啊，只是有一件事情要提醒我们每一位。
So I just have one thing to remind all of us.
问问自己
for ourselves.
你上一次跟你妈妈打电话是什么时候？
We must ask ourselves a question. When was the last time we gave our mothers a call?
啊，你上一次跟家人好好谈谈心、聊聊天是什么时候？
When was the last time we had a sincere talk with our family members?
趁着还有机会。
We must take the opportunity while it still exists.
要珍惜。
We must cherish the moments.
我们一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.